producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, listen carefully. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do not wait until the last segment. 1-866-582-9933. Again, that phone number is 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages correlate one with another. Folks, you can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean, one double E, Bradley Dean, one double E on our Twitter accounts. Again, one more time on the phone number, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be where your brains, or when your brains, are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So we know where to go, friends, because we know that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah? If I was in a black church right now, they'd be all shouting me down, wouldn't they? Yes, you know they would be. Folks, I also wanted to let you know what we're going to talk about before we jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Interestingly enough, everybody's talking about gun control. They want stricter gun laws. And it's interesting they have the American people asking the wrong questions. Therefore, they don't need to worry about giving the right answers, do they? And what am I talking about? Because it's federal government that wants greater restrictions upon the law abiding citizen. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't apply to criminals because criminals don't apply to the law for permission to break the law. Just saying. But it's interesting, folks, they've got you asking the wrong questions. First of all, they're trying to pull you into a debate because they want to gut the pith and marrow of your rights. Now, keep in mind, the state and the government didn't give me my rights, therefore they can't take them away from me. Also, keep in mind, just setting things in perspective for you, is the federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. And yes, we have a limited government, and that limitation applies to both forms, or state and federal governments. Okay, so we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to bring up a couple points, and I'm going to go back to our forefathers again, showing you how crooked the stick is. Because when they're talking debate, and they're talking about gun restrictions and gun laws, folks, they don't apply to us in this country. Read Article 2. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, jumping over there. Tennessee Lieutenant Governor calls to arms following Oregon shooting. Twisted for political points. Again, listen carefully. Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Call and his call to arms following Oregon shooting twisted for political points, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, this is crazy stuff going on here. What's even crazier, we have an immigrant. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. We have an immigrant, a Chinese immigrant mother who comes over to America. And she said, Common Core is same. This is what she said. Common Core is same communist core I saw in China. Don't tell me I didn't tell you, friends. A global initiative. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. A Chinese immigrant mother comes to America and tells the people, Common Core is same communist core I saw in China. Now, folks, I've always told the American people, don't close your eyes to Russia and China, because the Chinese say that they're strongest when they're quietest. We hear little of China because they are strongest now. And isn't it interesting how we keep seeing these people, the Russians and the Chinese, peep their heads up off our borders? We hear it quite a bit. So do not forget, friends, that you have enemies without as well as enemies within that are working. They're cooperating one with another because they're allied to take down America. But interestingly enough, going to the education system because they have to re-educate, a Chinese immigrant mother says, Common Core is the same communist core that I saw in China. Is anybody surprised by that? Well, I'm a surprise, not by what she said. I'm surprised the American people are still driving their kids and dropping them off at the school gates to be indoctrinated through a global initiative. That's what I'm surprised by. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Three chilling videos. I like videos like this, and I like articles like this because people love to watch short videos. But folks, do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's the top article. It's the latest article. Three chilling videos that demonstrate why gun ownership is important in defending lives and property. You know what? I praise God that these folks were armed to defend themselves, and it's interesting. Every time someone that's going to be victimized pulls out a gun, it's interesting what that old perpetrator does, isn't it? He splits, and sometimes in more ways than one. And oftentimes they die when they didn't expect to. They expected to kill, not to go there to die. But isn't it interesting how, again, speaking of the topic of gun control, isn't it interesting how gun control always works for the criminal? Of course it does. And I'll tell you what, criminals are those that are behind gun control. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Argentina president claims Obama administration pushed her to provide, listen carefully, nuclear-enriched fuel to Iran 5 years ago. And then coming back to the White House officials confirm. It's interesting how this administration is just there to aid your enemies, America. It's absolutely amazing to me. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Troy Newman, the founder of Operation Rescue, who's been on the radio show with us, a friend of ours. Man tied to Planned Parenthood video falsely accused and detained in Australia. Not in America, but in Australia. Why would that be the case? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Huffington Post over in Germany is posting the names and photos of people who comment on social media opposing the migrant invasion. Do you see how this works, friends? They're browbeating dissenters. Well, guess what? It's going to happen here sooner or later, too, unless the American people stand up. And again, we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and now's the time to do just that. Folks, I also want to let you know, top 10 misstatements made by Obama in his response to Oregon shooting. This guy likes to take both feet, stick them in his mouth, and what's sad about his friends, he's not ashamed where he should be ashamed. He's got a whore's forehead. That's what the Bible says. He really does. There's no shamefacedness whatsoever. Folks, the devil doesn't have any shame either, does he? And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty, for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in over the next 45 minutes, do not wait till the last segment. Folks, let me reiterate a couple points I've made over the last couple days. And the reason I'm keeping this on the front burner, friends, is because the state-controlled media is trying to set the narrative. And what we need to do is we need to break that up with the truth. And, there's no better way to tell you the truth concerning our foundations, concerning the government which has been established, than to actually go back to the forefathers that established what we now have. And when we go and we read the things that they've established, folks, I'm trying to figure out how it is that there's those in government that are trying to rewrite what's been established through law concerning the rights that God has bestowed upon us. Here, let me explain. Joseph Story, on Commentaries of the Constitution of the United States, said in 1833, he said, "The right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered as the paradigm of the liberties of a republic, which we are, since it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers and will generally, if these are successful in the first instance, enable the people to resist and triumph over them." Over who? Over those that mean to usurp their rights and those that are operating through an arbitrary government. And when we begin to look again at what our forefathers established, I can read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights just as well as anybody else can, but I think the problem is a lot of people don't really understand what the Bill of Rights says. And keep in mind again, friends, the Bill of Rights are thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. So let me begin by going back to George Washington when he said in the first annual address to both houses of Congress, or the House of Congress, forgive me, January 8th, 1790, he said, "A free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined. And that discipline part is very important for us to understand, because we need to be a disciplined people, because we're a self-governing people. We're supposed to govern ourselves before our Creator. That's how things work in this country. Now, going to Article 2, it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I want you to contrast the things that I'm saying to you right now with the way that the state-controlled media is trying to rearrange the reality of who we are and what our forefathers established. Contrast it to the things that they say today, because they are completely opposite in so many different ways, friends. Check this out. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, he said, "No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of arms." Thomas Jefferson, Virginia Constitution, Draft 1, in 1776, he said this. Now, this isn't tedious for me to remind you and to reiterate the points that I made last week, again, putting them up against the lie through the state-controlled narrative. Because what's interesting to me is the blatant hypocrisy of them that are to serve the people when they attempt to try and do a disservice by asking them to do the opposite of what it is that they themselves do. Read Matthew 23:3. In other words, do as they say, but don't do as they do, because if you do what they do, then there's nothing to talk about. For example, the people's pope, they call him Pope Francis, of all people was in America attempting to perpetuate global anti-gun propaganda. And what is it that this pope, and what is it that he has to do with asking you to give up your right to bear arms in the first place? And I would reply exactly. That would be my question as well. Now, aside of the obvious, Pope Francis is the one who said, "People who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians." Now, what's interesting about the Pope's hypocrisy is that I noticed that he had 18 armed gun-toting Secret Service members protecting himself from the people that he is to serve. And P.S., along with the bulletproof glass on his car. You know, what's funny about that, friends, is I also noticed the Pope likes to talk about the poor quite a bit as he's sitting on his golden throne. This is crazy hypocrisy, friends. But back to guns. It's funny because I've never read in Scripture anywhere, regardless if it's an apostle or a prophet or a teacher, an evangelist or a pastor, having to arm themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve. And I said, and I speak as a man, I say again, did anybody read where Jesus was on a donkey with Secret Service around him, armed to the hilt? Did anybody pay attention to the bulletproof glass that they had surrounding him as he was going down, up and down the streets of Jerusalem? No, absolutely not. But the Pope's doing it. Now, if the American people and worldwide, if people knew the Word of God, do you think they would put up with the hypocrisies of what they see through the popery? Absolutely not. Let's jump over to the current president, Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoru. He said just recently that he wants to keep America safe, therefore he wants to stop gun violence. So how does he want to do that? He wants to disarm you. Now, keep in mind again, folks, just in another branch off the tree of hypocrisy here, isn't it interesting the president wants to keep America safe, but yet he's advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb? As is he responsible for the deaths of those in Benghazi, as is he responsible for the deaths of those in Fast and Furious, where the AG's office was found out contriving the crimes only to blame the American people for the crimes that they perpetuated and that they're responsible for? Folks, you're dealing with crime. And this stuff is so simple to see. It's so simple to hear. But going back to guns again, why is it that the President of the United States of America wants to disarm you, America, when in fact, I just looked at some photos right before I got on the radio here. I'm doing a new article for one of my columns that goes out to 40 different columns nationwide and internationally as well on a weekly basis. But what was interesting is there was 25 in view, 25 armed Secret Service in view. When he goes public to protect himself from the people that he is to serve. Now, keep in mind, again, just contrasting this with presidents even back 60 years ago, presidents used to walk up and down the streets, not with armed guards, not with Secret Service, actually shaking the hands of his constituents, of those that he serves. He didn't reinforce his steel gate by putting spears on the end of them. He doesn't have RPGs on top of the White House. He didn't have Secret Service hiding up in the trees. No, folks, if he was serving the people, he wouldn't have to do this. But that's how they used to do it in this country. And going back to Barack Hussein Obama, again, keep in mind, he's the guy that wants to keep you safe by disarming you before the criminals. Well, who are the criminals? 25 armed Secret Service in view when he goes public? Why is he armed? Why is he defended by those that carry or have the right to bear arms? To protect him against the people that he serves. Folks, it's hypocrisy to no end. And guaranteed, friends, this is crime. And I'll tell you why. Because remember how this works. Every time something goes bad, why is it this administration is Johnny on the spot, right, or George on the spot, to call for some sort of infringement upon the right to bear arms? I want to go back to William Pitt the Younger, because he said in a speech in the House of Commons, November 18, 1783, listen carefully. Every time you see the President of the United States get on the television after some sort of gun crime, the first thing he says we need to do is we need to get stricter gun rights. We need stricter gun legislation concerning those that have the right to bear arms. No, we don't. And by the way, it's not constitutional neither. Therefore, it's null and void. But listen to what William Pitt said. He said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Necessity. We have to. We have to. We have to. Right after September 11th, what did Bush do? We have to. We have to. We have to. If you're not for us, you're against us. We have to. We have to. We have to. When did they pass the Patriot Act? At 3:30 in the morning, not one of the representatives in the United States of America had an opportunity to read the Patriot Act before they signed it. But listen to the threat. If you're not for us, you're against us. Right? Hey, folks, we're against unconstitutional government. We're against tyranny. We're against despotism. We're against arbitrary governments. We're against foreign governments in this country. And might I remind you, America, you have been the ones that have been under attack since September 11th. But again, what did William Pitt say? Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the arguments of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Who would know better than our forefathers, friends? Listen to what Tench Cox said in the Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789. This is your forefathers contrasting what you're hearing today through the state-controlled media, because they want to pull you in a debate so they can gut the pith and marrow of your rights. They don't have a right to do that, friends. Tench Cox, as civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to injure and to the injury of their fellow citizens. Folks, I'm going to read the rest right when I come back. But folks, stick with me. It's important that you hear who you are and where you came from.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By the way, the music that you're listening to in the background is a brand new album that we have coming out soon enough. We'll keep you posted. Final shout out, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I love giving it to you, friends, directly from our forefathers. And as I said earlier, who would know better than our forefathers? And isn't it interesting? Just today, friends, again, we have the criminal herself, right at the hip of the criminal in chief himself, Hillary Clinton. Talking about how we need more gun control, friends. Calling on the federal government to do what it's not been, well, empowered to do. Working against you, the American people. Working through Saul Alinsky methods. As if to say everybody's all for gun control. When in fact, if everybody's armed the way that the president says they're armed, there's a reason that they're armed. And it contradicts everything that they say every step of the way. So what's the great threat to tyranny? America bearing arms. And our forefathers knew that, of course. But going back to Hillary. I want you to listen carefully. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by to the states are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. So if it belongs to the states, how is it that the federal government, which is a creature of the states, how is it that the American people now believe that the federal government can go ahead and do whatever they want to do to the states? No, they cannot. That power's never been invested into the federal government to do anything. Folks, in both form, folks, listen, states and federal government, it's all limited regardless. To the what? To the Constitution, to the rules of the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. It's not like the federal government can do above the law what the states can't do above the law. Folks, listen to what I'm saying. Everybody's ruled by law. And you want to talk about limited government, the federal government is more limited than the states because the rights are the states respectively. And that's who they belong to. But again, America, if you don't know the difference, then listen to Hillary Clinton. The criminal herself. Now she's talking about how she's so transparent concerning her emails. Folks, she's a criminal. Just like the criminal in chief, they're criminals. And again, America, until you start calling them for what they are, you continuously validate them and give them credibility by acknowledging what they do. And what you need to do is take the word crime and put it all over them, because that's exactly what they are, which makes them criminals. Which makes them criminals. And it does. Tench Cox, Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt civil rulers, those that have been granted powers by we the people, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize. And as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, which consists of what? We the people. Well, guess what this government's doing, folks? Again, a foreign government through Barack Hussein Obama. Well, they're tearing down, they're dismantling your military. And they're aiming it at Christians and American patriots, constitutionalists, and guess what they're doing? They're replacing them with what? Foreigners. And I've told you, friends, over and over and over again, this isn't an American government that you're dealing with. This is a foreign government. But listen to what Mr. Tench Cox says. He said that the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country from what? Foreign invasion. Might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. That's what's happening today. The people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Yet it's these that attempt to tyrannize, that are trying to disarm the American people with the use of crime, that Hollywood taught them, which is a violation of law. It's a violation of free speech. And then the Supreme Court, the black injustices of them themselves, the black-robed injustices themselves, actually got behind Hollywood and said, you know what, it's an issue of free speech here. We can't bar this. Baloney. It's not free speech, folks, to teach young people how to commit the crime. If you were to do that to one of our public servants, I guarantee you the Secret Service would be all over you and you'd be thrown in jail. But as long as it falls to you, it doesn't matter, you poor peasants. Let me ask you again, America, since when is it government's business to attempt to strip the rights of the American people away from them? It's not. Neither do they have the constitutional authority to do so. Now listen to this again. This is John Cartwright, the 5th of June, 1824. A letter written by Thomas Jefferson. He said, the Constitution of most of our states at that particular time and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people. In the people. That they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. That it is your right and duty to be at all times armed, America. It's interesting, because even going to Samuel Adams, who was one of the Sons of Liberty, he said in the Massachusetts Ratifying Convention in 1788, he said, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. So what is he doing? This is applicable to those that abide by the laws of the land. I have the right to bear arms, and as long as I'm not going out there and violating that right that God gave to me in the sense of bringing harm to others without cause or defense of myself, then guess what? I have a right to bear arms. And I don't need government's approval to do that, friends. said our forefathers, says the Bill of Rights. Let me say that again. Samuel Adams, during the Massachusetts Ratifying Convention in 1788, the Constitution shall never be construed. Did you hear that? Construed. And for those that don't understand the word construed, here it is. Interpret a word or action in a particular way. Translate word for word, typical allowed. Isn't it interesting how they want to keep giving back the authority to corruption concerning the Supreme Court because they want them to interpret it for us? As if to say that we're unable to interpret the words for ourselves. Well, they undo themselves because they fail to remember that we, the people, speaking of our representatives in every capacity, we are the ones that were smart enough to put them there in the first place, right? So if we're stupid, that shows them and themselves that they're just as stupid, and the joke's on all of us. And as I said earlier, friends, speaking of those that mean to construe our God-given rights, apparently, these anti-gunners haven't read the Bill of Rights. And I say that if the government can get you again asking the wrong questions, well, then they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Nope. And what they'll do is they'll get you caught up into some unlawful debate. And yes, I'm saying this on purpose again. They will attempt to create some lawful debate. I'm sorry, unlawful debate. Where, again, they desire to gut the pith and marrow out of your God-given rights in an attempt to, again, disarm you. And keep in mind, going back to John F. Kennedy in the 60s, the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. So what's the answer to America's dilemma today? Fight for your rights. You have to fight the good fight of faith just the way Paul did. So therefore, government doesn't have a right to tear down the Constitution and its enumerated laws in an attempt to recreate one that fits a global agenda and government. Isn't it interesting, folks, that the United Nations would have you believe that they are there to keep the peace? Their version of peace. Now, keep in mind, they're not ruled by law. They're lawless. So therefore, we're not talking about a king, a president, a monarch. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about a bunch of criminals in the United Nations that say they want to keep the peace. Isn't it interesting how they keep the peace? RPGs, machine guns, hand grenades, missiles, bombs, you name it. And it's also interesting that when you go to the New York, the United Nations there in New York, friends, it's interesting. I'm sorry, I'm getting caught up on two different things here. But it's interesting that when you go to the United Nations in New York, you'll see right out in the front a gun with a knotted snub nose on a pistol in front of the UN headquarters. But it contradicts everything they say, because if you simply walk inside the doors, there's armed guards protecting the workers within with guns. My goodness, friends. Why does it? Hey, you know when they say you can't fix stupid? For those people even contemplating what these criminals are saying, you can't fix stupid. You just can't. There's just no way to do it. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them, said George Mason. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. And you look at dictators of the past, friends, what did they do? They enslaved their people to every whim the dictator wants them to respond to, friends. Every single one of them. Look at how they operate. They'll tell you out of their own mouths their purpose. They want to strip them of the power to resist. Did you hear what I said? They want to strip them of the power to resist their tyrannical rule. And by the way, there's only one reason that they'd want to disarm America. And who's going to give us the answer there? None other than Noah Webster. An examination of the leading principles of the Federal Constitution, October 10th, 1787. Here you have it again from our forefathers, who would know better than them, those that threw off a tyrant. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because you, America, the whole body of the people, are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops. Who said that? That was brother from another mother having a little fun, with all due respect to these intellectual giants and godly men, Noah Webster. One more segment coming up on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Well, friends, here we have it again. We got Tim from Wyoming. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean with you. How are you, sir?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I noticed you were talking about the basically the what I'm terming the brainwashing of the American public. It's commonplace these days, and most people don't realize that when they take themselves and their children, or rather force their children, rather the government does, but when the children are made to go to what I call socialist training camps, the government funded, the government run, government operated, brainwashing centers, that they're only going to become good government slaves. And so when we have a population that's nothing more than people, yes men, yes women. I mean, just basically no dissent, no brain operation at all. I mean, maybe 3 or 4%. Now, there's some other talk show hosts that like to say that maybe 15 or 20 or maybe even 30% of the American people are awake. I doubt that it's that many. I really do.
Yeah,
I think there's something like 7 or 8% at the most.
Yeah, well, you know what? Being all over the country all the time, Tim, I think it would be less than that. There's no question there is a underlying people that the state-controlled media wants you to be diverted away from. They don't want you to hear their voice. They don't want you to hear their concerns. And as a matter of fact, what we're seeing now in government, we've been seeing this since this administration over the last 6 and 7 years, that whenever, you know, you talk about a Tea Party or anybody that talks about the Constitution, you have those in government now calling them crazies. We just heard this... That's right. Yeah. Or haters or terrorists, just like our forefathers fought against the guy that was calling them terrorists, and his name was King George. So, go ahead. I'm just trying to make a point on top of your point, but go ahead.
You're saying something about the George, and a long time ago I called into a radio. I'm from California originally, but I'm in Wyoming now, thank God. But when I was in California, I used to call into a talk show. And until I said this one thing to the talk show host, he would always have me on because he enjoyed, you know, my viewpoint on things. But I said, we're facing somebody now, and this was when, W was in office, when Bush 43 was in office. I said, we're facing somebody right now who is George the Third. And I said, well, George Washington, George Bush the Elder, George Bush the Younger, George the Third. I said, the king, the dictator, the despot over our country today. And he said, you're crazy. And he hung up on me, would never take my calls again, and I said, wow, you know, that was really nuts. And then, he's back on another station. I called him a couple months ago and talked to him, and I told him, he said, well, boy, he was kind of scared to take my call, but I said, you remember, you hung up on me, and I told you the truth, and now everybody else is saying it, too.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. But see, that is the history of men right there. There's people out there that are prophetically warning people. Tim, I had an individual some time back. We were talking about some of the things that conspiracy theory. Well, who added the word theory to conspiracy? It was always the state-controlled media. An individual on my Facebook, he was an elderly man, and he said to me, Bradley, goes, everything that I was told that was a conspiracy theory 50 years ago, he goes, now I'm living in the reality of it, and it's not a theory.
Exactly.
And that is the history of mankind.
It just takes two people getting together to do something wrong to be a conspiracy.
That's right.
You and I decide to steal our neighbor's lawnmower. That's a conspiracy. And it's
pretty simple.
Just two people. But, we have thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who are actively involved in the conspiracy today. I mean, for globalism, for internationalism, as I used to say, some people say globalism today, or elitist control. I mean, one world government control. So what we're looking at today is, we're looking at basically the lemmings are running everything because they're the trendies, they're the new elites. They're the people that everything has to be catered to. We have to say, oh, if it hurts them, we can't do it, or all these other things. Well, I say, basically, I won't say the word, but you know what I mean? I'm blind to them. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I can't.
Well, you know,
sorry, go on.
No, I am. But for the sake of time, Tim, it's that we're on the last segment here, and as usual, we get people calling in during the last segment, but I do appreciate your phone call. And in saying that, let me answer off air, and I do appreciate you, Tim. Stay in the fight, my friend, because I believe that we can do this. I really do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Samuel Adams, again, Sons of Liberty, he said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, friends. And also keep in mind, just as John Knox, that prophet from Scotland who confronted the Queen, she feared John Knox's prayers more than all the armies of Europe. Just keep that in mind. And what she feared and whom she feared was the God of heaven, because John Knox said, a man with God is always in the majority. I want people to understand that we can do this. Okay, I'm not on the radio taking chances. I'm not on the radio because I think maybe somewhere down the line when, you know, something might work out in favor of no. I'm not laying it on anybody else. I'm taking responsibility and saying, listen, this is what our forefathers established. This is what we need to do. This is who they trusted, and this was the result God gave. And here we are 236 years later. I don't care if there's a million conspirators. And by the way, many of them, they're undermining themselves. They're taking things for face value. I believe that there's a small core of men that know exactly what they're doing. They don't realize the end. They don't realize that they are going to pay the piper at the end of the day. They think that they're the elitist. They think that they're the enlightened ones. They think that they're above the rule of God. Isaiah 14, read it when you get a moment. And the sad fact of the matter is all roads for every single one of us lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And I'm telling you what, it's going to be a happy day to see these jokers stand before my big brother and get kicked down the road. No more kicking the can down the road. No more destroying countries. Nope. Now they find out that they have been deceived, and now the deceiver along with them are thrown into the lake of fire right where they belong, because Jesus warned over 54 times concerning the lake of fire. Now going back to that, I believe outside of that small core of men and women, I believe that they're lying to the masses that are actually in support of what they're doing because they don't know the difference. And we're going to see at the end of that day, and keep in mind also, my father is the governor of all nations. And my big brother, the government is upon his shoulders. His name is Jesus Christ. And he's the one that said the covenant of hell will be disannulled. It will be disannulled. And I believe that if we stand up and fight and trust the God of heaven, that he's willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. So let's stay on a positive here. Secondly, going back to our friend Tim in Wyoming, he's exactly right. International Baccalaureate, No Child Left Behind, under George W. Bush Jr. Folks, Common Core is nothing more than No Child Left Behind on steroids. And you need to keep in mind it's a global initiative which came through International Baccalaureate. And you also got to keep in mind that Mikhail Gorbachev is the head of the organization, the former prime minister of what? Russia. He's a communist. He's an atheist. And he's going to find out soon enough that there's no such thing as an atheist in hell, too. But in saying that, when you look at the topics that they're teaching our young people in school, earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception, reproductive health, legal abortions, friends, debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoptions of the gay rights agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms. And that's what we're talking about right now. So what Tim was saying was exactly right on the money. And folks, we need to wake up. And if you also want to know anything about conspiracy, do go to Jeremiah 11:9, because it tells us that there will be conspiracy. And keep in mind, conspiracies always start within, and then they begin to breed, so that way they can control all things. Okay? Third point, going back to gun control, dictator style. Keep in mind, because I just always want to lay down in a foundation exactly what I'm saying. So if I just say something shooting from the hip, I'm going to come back and give you exactly what they said. I'm going to go to Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938. He said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. So who has the guns at the end of the day? They do. Okay? And that's exactly their objective. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. And look at how many people were slaughtered by that devil. Same thing with Mao Zedong. Same thing with Adolf Hitler. And Mao Zedong said again, war can only be abolished through war. So who's creating the war, folks? Those within. And instead of enforcing the law against their crimes, you're tolerating, therefore they can destroy through peace and policy. And policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. See, America, you're so upside down as to the way things should be in this country. You got to turn yourself right side up. And the only one that can do that is the Christ. Just believe me. As a testament of what he can do. Because you can't change human nature. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, can do that. Mao Zedong said, war can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. What do you think this administration, these anti-gunners, are doing, friends? You know, tomorrow I'm going to start giving you a list of names of all these anti-gunners from Hollywood, like Sylvester Stallone, and a plethora of other anti-gunners that teach America through gun violence as to how to commit the crime. And then once people do what they're taught, instead of taking responsibility as to the ones that taught them, guess what they want to do? They say, well, let's get rid of the guns. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620.